You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential, Governor Andrew Cuomo has had enough of the winter storm, lose power, discuss problems cycle this winter. Quote, frankly, I'm getting tired of having the same conversations with them, he said of the state's utility companies. Another winter storm hit the region March 7th when some customers still did not have power restored from the March 2nd storm. Quote, I'm not satisfied, Cuomo said in a phone conference call. Quote, these storms have now become the rule rather than the exception, and they have to have the capacity to quickly restore power, end quote. Public Service Commission Chairperson John B. Rhodes said, quote, we will undertake a thorough and intense review because this response and restoration has not met the expectations of New Yorkers, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Dana Rubenstein reports in Politico New York that while the Andrew Cuomo administration has, quote, slow-walked a report about high-speed rail in New York, a group of assembly members are introducing a bill March 7th establishing an exploratory commission to, quote, study and develop hyperloop and high-speed rail within New York State. Cuomo's administration released a draft environmental study on the options for high-speed rail in New York State in January 2014, but the final report has never emerged. A Cuomo spokesperson said it has taken them 4 years to sort through 1,650 comments. Assemblyperson Ron Kim, a Democrat from Queens, is not waiting any longer, saying high-speed rail, not casinos, and, quote, corporate giveaways, will excite the upstate economy. Quote, we need to rethink our overall economic development vision for the entire state, and that starts with some version of high-speed rail, he said. Cuomo spokesperson Peter Ajernian said, quote, we'll look at the legislation when it becomes available, end quote. Read the full story in Politico New York. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Coast Guard is expected to soon release a report on industrial barge anchorages on the Hudson River. The Coast Guard is studying navigation, safety, protection of natural resources, community assets, and regional economics after opposition last year shot down a plan to allow 43 industrial barge anchorages between Yonkers and Kingston. The Hudson River Ports and Waterways Safety Assessment Review is expected after workshops were held with local officials and environmental activists late last year. Haley Carlock, Scenic Hudson's Director of Environmental Advocacy, was at those meetings. Quote, there were other things discussed, like creating a harbor management committee, improving navigational information available to mariners, extending vessel traffic service, things like that, but there was no consensus that there was a need for new anchorages on the Hudson River, and it is our hope and our expectation that the final report from the Coast Guard reflects what the consensus was at the workshops, end quote, said Carlock. Read the full story in Mid-Hudson News. Zach Fink reports at NY1 that actor Cynthia Nixon took another step closer to challenging Governor Andrew Cuomo in this year's Democratic primary election. On March 6th, New York One sources said that Nixon is consulting campaign operatives Rebecca Katz and Bill Hires. They both worked on New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's first campaign in 2013. New York One says Nixon, known for her Miranda Hobbs character on HBO's Sex and the City television show, quote, has begun the process of assembling staff to lay the groundwork for a competitive campaign, end quote. A spokesperson for Nixon, who has not previously held any political office, said she is still considering running but has made no decision. In 2014, Zephyr Teachout received 34% of the vote against Cuomo in the Democratic primary. Read the full story at New York One. Hudson Valley 360 reports that while Representative John Faso is not announcing any local appearances himself, members of his staff will be taking meetings at other spots in District 19 besides his offices. A member of Faso's staff will be at the Milan Town Hall building in Dutchess County at 20 Wilcox Circle from 11 to 1 p.m. on March 14th, and at the Pauling Town Hall at 160 Charles Coleman Road from 11 to 1 p.m. March 21st. On March 7th, Faso takes phone calls from constituents at 4:30 p.m. with a live web stream on his website at faso.house.gov/live. The congressperson has not held any traditional town hall meetings like past local representatives Scott Murphy, a Democrat, and Chris Gibson, a Republican, held many times. Read the full story at Hudson Valley 360. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.